What's going on, everyone? This is Reggie Haynes from the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Got a special episode for you guys today. Now, the person that I'm going to bring on as my special guest for this episode is a phenomenal man. I've known this man probably longer than any other guest that I'm possibly going to have in the future or that I've had previously. This man and his father have helped me out tremendously when I was trying to start my own company, when I was trying to start my own league. I'm just not even going to, you know, brag on this man so much. I'm going to let him do it for himself because he definitely deserves the recognition. But before I get to letting this man introduce himself, I will say tell you a few things about him. He is definitely one of the most biggest supporters, if not the biggest fan supporter of the Oakland Raiders in the NFL. His name is Scar. I know you guys have seen him. I really don't watch the NFL as much as I used to, but this man is always on TV every time I turn it on, I swear. So he is one of the biggest Oakland Raider friends, and I'm just going to let him talk for himself. Hey, Arion, a.k.a. Mr. Scar, how you doing today, bro?
Pretty good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine, bro. The pleasure's all mine. Now, for those people out there that don't know who you are, do you mind, you know, telling them about yourself?
Let's see. Where to start? Right now, I'm living out in California, finishing up school, and I've been a Raiders season ticket holder for a couple of years. And prior to that, we met in North Dakota, and
yes,
you know, when I was living up there, I did a lot of road games. I come out here about once a year, where now I'm here for every home game and typically one or two road games, too. So,
yeah.
Down to see me anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like I said, they're always seeing you on TV, man. I know I am. So I got to ask you, man, like, what got you into being such an Oakland Raider fan, let alone a football fan?
Well, I was originally, the first game I ever watched was the 99 Super Bowl, and came down to the last play, and I decided that the following year I really needed to get into football. Just couldn't believe that a game could end that close.
Yeah.
After 3 hours, and the Raiders were playing the Niners early on in the 2000 season, and I saw the logo, and from there I fell in love. And over time, that love definitely grew pretty quick. And moving at a young age, this is pre-social media,
yeah,
taking off and stuff like that. So we didn't have a whole lot to grab onto, and the Raiders were one of the few things I could really grab onto. They weren't going anywhere. I always watched them during the fall and winter. So
yeah,
that definitely helped escalate it. I know that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, whenever it comes in terms of being a season ticket holder and dealing with, you know, away games as well, because you travel all around, what is the pros and cons of being like a diehard fan going into another city to support the Oakland Raiders?
Yeah, when you go into another city, a lot of teams, right, wrong, or indifferent, see the Raiders as huge rivals, and
yeah,
they're always going to be a marked man when you stand out a little bit, and you know how they are when you get the big guy on campus that comes in and everybody wants to check them out.
So, yeah, yep.
You get a little bit of that, but yeah, the fun part is, too, that there's a different energy when the Raiders come in versus a lot of other teams.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, a lot of people see the Raiders as one of their biggest rivals, sometimes despite having little or no history against the Raiders. So it makes for a fun environment, no matter where you go for a game.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Absolutely. Like I said, folks, my friend Arion is one of the only reasons I still watch the game today. I'm always checking out for him on TV, tagging him on social media, be like, hey, man, I know that dude. So now you guys know it firsthand. I wasn't jiving this whole time. Yeah, I know somebody famous. Yeah, get like me. All right. So so all in all, man, that's great that, you know, you're definitely saying the pros and cons of being an Oakland Raider fan. Now, the Oakland Raiders have been obviously in California for so long, and for a lot of people probably don't know this. This is obviously the year of the 2019-2020 season. This is going to be their last season in the NFL. I'm sorry, not in the NFL, but in California. Aren't they moving to Las Vegas soon?
Yeah, so this will be their, what looks to be their last year in Oakland, and then the following football season looks like at the very first preseason game will be their first game in Las Vegas. So
yeah,
that'll be different. They moved to LA in the early '80s, 1983.
Yeah,
it was a perfect mesh at the time because LA had taken on a different look than it had prior, and the Raiders at that point fit, but this would be a lot different with Las Vegas, and I don't know if a lot of people know what to expect just yet. I know they're finishing up the stadium, so it'll be interesting to see how it is and the differences between then and now, I guess, is probably the best way to put it.
Got you. Sounds good. Okay, so as far as them moving to Las Vegas, how do you personally feel about it, if you don't mind me asking?
I mean, it's going to be different. It's tough because the NFL found a way to buy a lot of things that money seemingly couldn't buy. Very few things that it still hasn't figured out yet how to do that, and that's loyal fan bases throughout, and I think when you look at the Mount Rushmore of loyalty in terms of the fan base across the NFL,
yes,
probably looking at Cleveland, Oakland, Buffalo, and Green Bay.
Damn, I just now noticed that. That is true. That is very true.
Yeah.
I can't say Houston because the Oilers, your first football game was the year after the Oilers changed to the Titans and they went to the Super Bowl. So that ain't no loyalty at all.
Yeah, see, in Houston, you can understand, because, yeah, they had that taken from them, but... You take one of those cities away, it's tough, because, like I said, sometimes they build these brand-new stadiums with all the bells and whistles, and a lot of teams across a lot of different sports are finding out that that doesn't automatically mean that people will come and... Not to say that that's how it'll be here, but I do think it's, at the very least, a roll of the dice to take away one of those cities out of the equation when they've shown time and time again that it doesn't seem to matter the record, the weather, the implications involving the game.
Yeah.
People will be there no matter what, so I think anytime you... At least at the very, like I said, at the very least, roll the dice with that. I don't know if it's the best for business, but
yeah,
they didn't call me on that decision, so I didn't have a say.
And you know what? I was going to get to this later on the show. So I've always been a big Madden fan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I could have swore I saw you in the stands of an Oakland Raider game on a Madden game.
However, I do know who it would have been. I know for Madden 2004, they used Gorilla in the Madden game. And,
okay.
They actually used Violator, and I'm good friends with both of them. And actually, Gorilla is one row down, about three seats over from me.
Gotcha.
Every game. So I do get to see him quite a bit, and I'm definitely lucky for that.
Sounds good. Now, we're not going to talk about Gorilla. This is about my good friend Scar. This is your time to shine. So my question to you is, if Madden does decide to put you on a game, are you going to be asking for them to pay you, right?
No, that'd be...
What?
The privilege of it would be...
Oh, no, brother. Arion, you got to get paid.
The name that would do it for me, you know, John Madden has deep history with the Raiders.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I guess, you know what, if they don't pay you, at least people will be like, hey, that's him on it. So, yeah, they'll build your trademark up. They'll build your fan base up, and then people pay for your autograph anyway. So, either way, you're going to get paid. We looking out for you, Arian. That's why I'm bringing that up.
Well, you know, if the game was named after Bill Belichick, I'd charge double.
Oh, I know. That's right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. But matter of fact, you know what, let's jump to the Patriots. Because, you know, I haven't talked football in so long. But I did. Every time I look up at the end of the season, guess who I see in the Super Bowl?
Yep.
So,
team from New England.
My question to you, in all honesty, which you don't have to answer, we could just move on to a sponsor break if you don't want to answer it. I know what my answer is, but I'm going to ask you, what do you think that the NFL is rigged towards certain teams?
I don't necessarily think as a whole it's rigged. However, I do think there are certain games that the league is absolutely try their hardest to swing a certain way.
Okay.
Speaking of the Patriots, I think the best example, and I think it'd be really hard to disprove this one, is the 2001 Patriot.
Mm. The Tuck Rule.
You saw middle of the road team with Drew Bledsoe go down, bring in Tom Brady, and they were absolute underdogs.
Yeah,
playing the Raiders, and
yep,
got one of the worst calls in sports history, not just NFL history.
Yeah.
Propel them, ironically, right after a time where, you know, we saw 9/11 happen.
Yep.
Ironically, that team in red, white, and blue, the underdogs, go out and beat the league villains. I do think there are points in time where you do have to raise some red flags.
Of course.
That would have been, that'd be the prime example I have for that.
Yep, I totally agree. There were times where I was watching games and I was just like, how, and a referee would be right there. It would be a clean catch. They would call it an incomplete pass. They've changed the rules of fumbles. They've changed the rules of how to touch the quarterback. And this is coming from a dude that's played quarterback most of his life. And it's just unfortunate. I mean, it's one of those things. So I see it in basketball, too. I just honestly feel like there's a lot of rigging going on. But at the end of the day, it's unfortunate because you really don't know what goes on behind closed doors. So unless we know that while watching the game, we would definitely know, but they wouldn't tell us anyway, because that will take away from, you know, the fan base and the games and the people that's watching it. So I've seen some stuff to where I'm like, okay, dude, that's not even fair. So, and the Tuck Rule was one of those things that I did see, and I was like, yeah, that was that's the game you're talking about, right?
I don't know. It just didn't seem like a coincidence. Seemed like there was a plan behind it.
I was told when I was growing up, and I think it was around that time when the Tuck Rule was made, if a referee or if a league creates a rule on the fly, when something like that happens and it's been done before, because that play has happened before in the past. So they've done research on it. I've looked at NFL films. That play had happened before. For y'all listeners out there that don't know what we're talking about the Tuck Rule. 2001 playoff game. It was snowing. Patriots versus the Oakland Raiders. So look that up. We're talking about the Tuck Rule, but I mean, I was told that if somebody creates a rule as the game is going on and this thing has happened before, this play has happened before, you gotta raise some red flags. So I agree with you wholeheartedly on that, my good friend. But we're going to take a quick sponsor break. I'm so in love with this interview right now. My boy Arian is dropping some extreme knowledge and some heavy gems. And after we come back from this sponsor break, we're going to get more to Mr. Arian and also about his other favorite sport and his sports team. Be back in the GIF. What's going on, guys? Back here on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. I'm your host, of course, Reggie Haynes. And I have a special guest right now. His name is Arian, good friend of mine, a.k.a. Mr. Scar. He is one of the biggest fans and supporters of the Oakland Raiders. We've been talking about the Oakland Raiders. We've been talking about a little bit of fishy stuff that happens in the NFL, but we're going to try to go to the clean side of things. All right, we're going to try to go to the clean side of sports. But before we get into why Mr. Arian loves the game of football, we're going to talk to him about basketball. Arian happens to be a fan favorite of the San Antonio Spurs. Arian, please inform the audience of why the Spurs is your go-to team when it comes in terms of the NBA.
Honestly, it came down to same thing as the Raiders. I was channel surfing as a kid, and I turned the channel and was watching basketball early in the 2000 season. I said, hey, these guys look like the Raiders of basketball. And it stuck, and I really lucked out because at that time I really knew nothing about the team other than what they looked like. And,
gotcha.
Turned out, like, I was watching what would end up being one of the better teams in the last 20 years take the court every night, and made it really easy to fall in love with them too. So
yeah,
that was a good time.
Sounds good, man. Now, as far as the love of the game for both sports, football and basketball, why do you love sports so much, man? Like, what are the pros that you could bring out about sports?
Overall, it's just a great escape. Allows you to clear your head.
Yeah.
Whether it be after a tough day, or sometimes it's just a great nightcap to a great day that preceded it. But it's just nice. And I know I'm a big team sports guy, so it's nice to see the cohesion of a well-oiled team working together. And making things happen that, you know, sometimes us average Joes feel like we could do, but we absolutely couldn't.
So. Okay, cool, Ariane. Okay, so when it comes down to, you know, the camaraderie and the cohesiveness, like you said, so you would probably be my favorite teammate, because when I played ball, I was the type of person where, like, look, man, I'm not trying to sound like a slave owner or anything. Just shut up. Let's just shut up and play. Let's win this game. But let's not put each other down in the process. You know, let's always stay on the same float. Is that the type of thing that you love to see? Do you hate it when you see teammates fighting with each other and arguing and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's tough to see. I mean, get in the heat of the moment. And
yeah,
you see it happen a lot. But, you know, I was always more about the logo.
Yeah.
Than I was about myself, especially in team sports. And
yeah,
I would rather go out and score nothing all game and then hit the game-winning assist in a basketball game.
Yeah.
Than score 35 and watch us lose by 10 points.
Yep.
And, yeah, I think that's why I've always liked Coach Popovich's his philosophy for 20 years running now. We like bringing in guys who've gotten over themselves and put the team before the name on the back of the jersey. So obviously it's worked because
yeah,
it's in the playoffs every year. But I like it that way.
Sounds good. Well, you guys are hearing it here first, man. Arian's dropping some knowledge comparing life and sports, and he's doing a hell of a job. But well, we're going to take a quick music break, and we're going to be right back in the gym. This is the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Stay tuned.
I'm always ready for a war again. Go down that road again. It's all the same. I'm always ready to take a life again. You know I'll ride again. It's all the same. Tell me who's gonna save me from myself. When this life is all I know. Tell me who's gonna save me from this hell. Without you, I'm all alone. Just in case my faith go, I live by my own. No, I live by my own. No, I live by my. Just in case my faith go, I live by my own. No, I live by my own. No, I live by my. Who gon' pray for me?
What's going on, guys? We're back here on the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. I'm having an amazing time with my special guest, my good friend, Arion, a.k.a. Mr. Scar. Now, Mr. Scar, we've already talked about a lot of stuff, man. So let's go on ahead and piggyback on what we just recently talked about before our music break. Now, you were talking about how you like cohesiveness and you like camaraderie and you just like positive vibes within the team. In your own definition or in your own way of explaining, how do you think that the positive things that you look at in sports can basically correlate with how we can make the world a better place? Like, do you think that there's like a method in sports that we can use in today's society to make this world a better place? I'm asking.
No, I think there's a lot of things. I know one of my favorite things that I was getting into about sports as a whole, and specifically team sports, is you absolutely have to come together as a team and work as one instead of singling yourself out and putting yourself above others. And,
yeah.
You look at even workplace and family and really any environment where you're involving a number of different people, the most cohesive and smooth operating groups like that do work as a team instead of a bunch of individuals that happen to be gathered together. So I think that's a big one. And I think in sports, it teaches you, not just as a fan, but if you're able to play at one point, that cooler heads always prevail. And, that's kind of become a rarity in a lot of different spectrums. But I always tell people, the last team that won the Super Bowl didn't win the Super Bowl because they stressed out harder than the other teams. So, I think with that, it's just better to have a cool, poised attitude about things. And a lot more often than not, you're able to do things in high-stress situations that you wouldn't be if you let it get to you the way that it can.
Yeah.
So, when you implement that attitude across just about everything you come across in life, it becomes a lot easier to deal with high-stress situations and times where it feels like the world's caving in on you.
Life is too short to stress, right? About anything, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I'm honored to have someone like you in my life, Arion, because for you to say that, that is something that I feel like as human beings, we tend to forget certain, the simplest stuff. And I feel like something like that can be so simple to where if we just remind ourselves, we can definitely help ourselves and help the society become a better place and better than what it is, because there's always room for improvement. And I agree with you, man. If we're all on the same boat and we look at each other as equals and as one, and if we all stay, cool and don't be negative towards each other and just be all on the same page in a positive direction, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. So that was well said, my friend. That was well said. And it's an honor to have you display that type of, wisdom on this show. Definitely. I'm honored to have received that. Next thing that we're going to get into, your Scar costume. First off, what made you come up with that idea?
I actually came up with it watching a game on TV with some friends that weren't Raider fans. They just they were looking for a good time on a Sunday and said, come on over for football. And, it's right around Halloween of 2007. They said, hey, you should dress up like one of those guys you see on TV. I don't know. I decided during Halloween week, I said, yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot. The following week, I just put together the ensemble of stuff and wore it and didn't think much of it at first. The following week I didn't wear it. I thought, wow, this feels weird.
Yeah.
And as weird as it was the first week, it felt even more weird without it the following week. So after that, it just stuck and it just felt like the new norm. And it's been going 11 years now, so I guess it is the new norm.
Absolutely. So as far as getting your costume together, how long does it take you on a usual basis, whenever you're just doing, you just going with the flow, whenever you're getting ready for the game?
If I just go right in and just throw it all on and put the paint on and everything, it's about 45 minutes is all.
Cool.
It's just quick. It's down to science. It's when I get distracted with calling this person and watching this and looking for this, then it becomes an hour. But if I just batten down the hatches and go for it, it's only about 45 minutes. It's pretty quick.
That's good, man. That's good. Now, my last question for you is, now when you go out in public, do you get like, because at first, you know, you were trying something out, but in that 11-year span, how has your support base grown since you became Scar? Like, do people just pull you to the side, like, oh my God, like, hey, it's you? And, you know, if they do, what does that feel like?
You know, it varies from person to person, if I'm being honest, because I have friends that I've known for upwards of almost a decade now that if I wasn't dressed as Scar, they wouldn't be able to pick me out of a lineup. But as Scar, they could find me from 3 miles away. I also have friends that are the opposite, that would never and still don't believe that that's the same person as the person they were talking to.
Yeah.
Maybe as recently as the day before. So it varies from person to person. It's kind of funny because after about 10 minutes, I completely forget that that's what I'm dressed like sometimes.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny when you forget that and then appropriate reactions to somebody dressed like that happen right in front of you. It can make for some funny situations, but it totally varies from person to person because some people just take it in stride. It's unbelievable. You can go into a Wingstop or something the night before a game and pick up dinner, and I could be wearing shorts and a t-shirt and people wouldn't act any different. So
gotcha.
It totally depends.
That's cool.
It's definitely a person-to-person thing, but you get a wide variety of reactions, I'll just say that.
Gotcha. Cool, man. So now with in terms of the reactions and everything like that, you were saying it goes from person to person. And have you ever wore your outfit outside of the game? Like, have you ever just said, I'm just going to mess with people today. I'm just going to wear it and see what's going on.
Well, I don't do mornings well. So I dress up the night before. So I'm ready to go game ready by like 6 p.m. the night before the game.
Okay.
And whatever I end up having to do that night, go out to dinner or whatever, that's how I'm dressed. So because I frequent a lot of the same places right around the Coliseum, most people are pretty used to it, and it becomes a first name basis type deal. But
yeah,
every now and then I might have to stray off the beaten path, step into a gas station or something. That's where it usually gets pretty interesting because they would not be expecting it. So.
Oh man, that's cool. So have you ever, what's the funniest reaction that you ever gotten? I'm just curious.
Oh, that is a good one. Funniest reaction, it's a tough one. There's about one a week where it's just like one of those where you wish you had a camera, but I think my favorite's always kids about 5 to 7 who are terrified at first, and then they want to know everything.
Gotcha.
Just from the top down. And they see you right away, they scream, they run 50 yards the other direction, and then 2 minutes later, they want to know everything.
Gotcha.
They want to know why the stars align in the sky, but only you answering it will do it for them.
That's
pretty funny. Anybody who knows kids at that age knows they do not hold back.
Yeah, that's true, man.
They'll say whatever they feel like.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. Wow, wow, wow. Well, you know what, Scar? You've dropped some knowledge today, man. We've had some fun on the show. Before I let you go, is there any, you know, shout-outs that you want to give or anything that you want to promote while I have you on?
Well, I know we got to shout-out the guys that you married.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for them, probably wouldn't even know each other.
That's so true. That's true. That is absolutely
we
gotta true.
We got to shout those guys out. All of Nodak and Florida, California, everywhere, Alabama. Big shout-out to anybody. If the shoe fits, it's for you. So,
that's good.
For everybody. Definitely, in this case, to the guys from you, Mary, because if they wouldn't have invited both of us out on the same night for some wings, I don't know.
Yeah, it was. I believe. I still keep in contact with a few of them. I'm not going to put their names out there. But, yeah, man, I still do. And you know what? I'm just so glad, man, that, you know, we all came from different places. We came together, and we're doing the best to be the most phenomenal and symbolic beings that we can be this day. And you're doing a great job of that, man. I'm proud of you and everything that you're doing. And the sky's the limit for what your possibilities are. That's for damn sure. And thanks so much for, you know, still being a part of my life. And keeping me motivated to, you know, be positive on a consistent basis. So,
thanks for having me here. And
absolutely,
it's an honor to be here.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. That was my good friend Scar, man. You guys will see him this upcoming season on the NFL. And I know I'm gonna see him because I see him every damn time I turn the TV. But this has been another edition of the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Before I go, I want you guys to know that you guys can hit me up on Instagram at Reggie Haynes TV. If you want to collaborate on this podcast, you want to sponsor us, have your music featured, you can hit me up on the Gmail at wireproductionstv1@gmail.com. Again, wireproductionstv1@gmail.com. And on my YouTube channel, check it out. We got a lot of great things on there. It's Wire Productions TV. And before I go, I want to also say on anchor.com, you guys can sponsor us. And support us, because we're trying to open up our own film studio, create our own Hollywood. And yeah, man, you guys tune in next time. This has been another edition of the Reggie Haynes Podcast Show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, listening, and supporting. I'm signing off.